Okay, we're talking to Thierry from Crève Cœur, who just a few days ago got out of the hospital of being a COVID patient. Thierry, when did you go into the hospital with COVID? You went into the hospital, it was right after Christmas, wasn't it?
It was January 2nd, right after New Year's, yeah.
And initially, had you gotten a positive test?
Yeah. Well, I had gotten an actual negative test for my surgery that I was having, and then the day after my surgery, I woke up and I knew that I was ill, and so we went and had another test, and it was positive.
And you weren't the only person in your immediate family to get that.
No, almost all of us, except for the children, the grandchildren, the rest of us all contracted it in different stages, different forms, very different disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, you ended up in the hospital and none of them did.
Right, correct.
And I know that you told me you had not been vaccinated due to health concerns that you have, but you had planned to get the vaccine, didn't you?
Yes, correct. After my surgery, we had planned for me to do that. I do have several underlying conditions, and so I thought that it would be a good idea in case it were to make me a little bit ill. You know, I wouldn't be able to do my surgery, and that was an important thing to do. And so, we had made the plans for me to be the last one vaccinated after my surgery, but, you know, that just didn't get to happen, unfortunately.
Now, your family members, what were their symptoms like since they had been vaccinated?
They still had, it was like it ran the full gamut. Like there was no taste, no smell. We all experienced that in some form. And there was a lot of congestion, headaches. The headaches were really bad. For instance, one of my family members had been vaccinated quite a while, but she still ended up with, you know, congestion and a really bad earache and headaches and that sort of thing. But for me, it went straight to my lungs.
Now, had any of them had the booster or just the initial doses?
Just the initial doses.
Okay. And do you know from being in the hospital, did they tell you if it was Omicron or a different variant like Delta?
They are really testing for that right now. They are so busy trying to just keep up with positive tests. So I guess in my own mind, just from knowing people who have had it, I believe that with the Omicron, it's pretty much the same if you're not vaccinated. It can be just as deadly as the original COVID-19. So it's definitely something to be reckoned with.
And you ended up with COVID pneumonia.
I did.
Yeah. Now, when you went to the hospital, I mean, is that something you suspected that you might have pneumonia?
Not at all. I mean, I knew I had congestion and I was coughing a lot. When I first got it, the stages it went through for me was really high fevers for probably 3 or 4 days. Like, it got up to 105 at one point, and that was pretty scary. And then after the fevers kind of subsided, it was definitely in my lungs at that point, and that's when my doctors made the decision for me to get to the hospital immediately because it was my oxygen saturations were dropping quite quickly.
And you were in the hospital for how many days?
8 days.
8 days. At one point, did they decide that, you know, you were well enough to have your oxygen at home?
Yes, that was just recently because whenever I exert, it does still drop. So I am continuously on oxygen at home right now. And there's really no tried or true way to know how long I'll be on it. It could be a while. It could be a short time. It just depends. You really have to rely on the respiratory people there at the hospital to get you, you know, on some little machines that are miraculous that help you breathe. And it's so important to do that because it just can go south so quickly.
Now, I know that when you were admitted in the hospital, you said there were 400 COVID patients there at that time?
That was the census I was told, yeah, around 400 COVID patients, yeah.
And being there for 8 days, I know you were probably aware that there were some COVID deaths.
There were, yes.
In one day, I think you told me, how many were there in one day while you were there?
17. the nurse knew of.
Yeah. Speaking of the hospital staff, the nurses, the doctors, mm-hmm. With the staff shortages that are going on, did you experience like long wait times for them to come in and see you? What was your perspective on that?
I'll be honest, I really didn't. They were amazing. They have utilized this kind of novel idea, I feel like, of the traveling nurses who will go to wherever hospital needs them. They become licensed in whatever state they need to be licensed in. And because of them coming in and helping with that, I never was not checked on within 2 hours. And if I needed something, like there were times when my breath would get really short and it would be frightening.
Absolutely.
And if I were to call for them, somebody came. You know, it could have been my tech, it could have been anyone, but they are excruciatingly aware of how fast COVID can just overtake someone. And those traveling nurses, they sacrifice a lot, and they are amazing. And it's a good thing that, you know, we have that to use, because literally the shortage is real.
Right.
It's definitely real, and they are doing the level best that they can. And the level of compassion I received was just, because you're alone, and you don't know what that's like until you're alone, and you can't have your family in there with you. That's really hard to come to grips with, just, you know, because it can change so quickly.
Right, and it could have been more than 8 days. You were lucky that, you know, that you were able to get out that quickly. Yeah.
Yep, I was very blessed, and I'm extremely grateful for the care I received, the doctor I had. She's been doing this for a while, and she's a hospitalist there, and she was just simply amazing. And, you know, she always kept me informed of the possibilities of the things that we were looking for, so that I, too, could be diligent in watching, you know, the changes that were going on in my lungs and my body, and to really listen for those changes. That's one thing I will say about the group that took care of me. You know, they believe wholeheartedly that you know your body better than anybody. And even, you know, with the illnesses I had over my life, this was a whole new frightening ballgame. It was just really scary.